I am so happy you joined me for Lectio Divina. Lectio gives us the opportunity to hear God's voice speaking to us personally through His Word. In the stillness and through the Word, we hope to encounter the heart of God. God is looking to spend time with you and speak to you. So during these moments of Lectio, we're going to do our best to become still so that we can hear God's voice. During Lectio, I will read the scripture three times. Following the scripture reading, I will hold 2 to 3 minutes of silence for you to be with God and perhaps hear Him. The first thing to do is to make sure you are in a comfortable position where you can remain alert and yet also relax your body. Bring your attention to your breath and allow a few moments to become centered. Our days are busy and our minds are active, and we have trouble hearing and recognizing God's voice. The goal is to let go of all those things that are distracting you so you can be more aware of God's voice. If you find yourself distracted at any time, gently return to the rhythm of your breath. Allow yourself to settle into this moment and become fully present. Jesus, thank you that you love us and that you desire to spend time with us. Help us to be still. Help us to hear your voice and be drawn into your presence. Continue to transform us to become more like you. We love you. Our scripture today is Mark 1:14-20. I will read the passage through once. You probably have heard this story many times, and it's easy to anticipate what is going to happen. But this time, rather than letting your mind run ahead into the story, slow down and let God lift up a word or phrase for you to notice. God is using this word or phrase of scripture to begin a conversation with you. Hold on to the word during the silence. You don't have to figure out what God is doing. Just notice. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Thank you. I'm going to read the text again. This time, we are going beyond noticing to begin engaging with the word or phrase. Use your five senses. Notice how it connects to your life, to where you have been, to where you are going, to where you are right now. Don't work hard at this. It's God who is leading, and God is going to make the connections for you. Be confident that He is working. Mark 1:14 to 20. After John was put in prison, Jesus went to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. "The time has come," he said. "The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news." As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come follow me," Jesus said, "and I will make you fishers of men." At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay, he called them, and they left their father in the boat with the hired men and followed him. Now I'm going to read the text a third time. God is always working towards our transformation, and yet He doesn't force us. He invites, and we have the choice to say yes or no to Him. The invitation He offers will be for our good, but also for the good of the world. So during this time of silence, consider the word or phrase and what it has evoked for you in memory, image, or feeling. How will what you have discovered so far impact your life? What is God inviting you to? It may not be a task. It may be a new way of thinking, a new way of being. Mark 1:14 to 20. After John was put in prison, Jesus went into Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God. The time has come, he said. The kingdom of God is near. Repent and believe the good news. As Jesus walked beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and his brother Andrew casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. Come, follow me, Jesus said, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. When he had gone a little farther, he saw James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John in a boat, preparing their nets. Without delay he called them, and they left their father Zebedee in the boat with the hired men and followed him. During the first three movements of Lectio, God may have been speaking to you, or you may have heard him speak, or maybe not, but we can be sure that he desires to be with you. Whether we say yes to his invitation, or no, or later, or maybe, he still desires to be with us. So for the remainder of our time, rest and enjoy God's company. Return to your breath if you find yourself distracted. gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. You may want to journal about what you experienced in your prayer or somehow keep track of what God's speaking to you. It's so easy for us to forget. It seems crazy that the God of the universe can talk to us and a couple days later we can forget. But write it some way on a post-it note or in your car or something so that you'll remember. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.